like the album's been a long time coming.
That's accurate to say. I think that I felt like I had some things that I wanted to say making an album. And I think that it took me time to realize exactly how I wanted to say those things. And I had a version of this record, which maybe had a handful of the same songs back in 2011. And I realized that I was kind of rushing myself to finish it and put it out. And I didn't think that that was the right way to go about finishing a record. It's a case of, I finally feel like I got it right. But all of these dreams keep coming back to me slowly, slowly. So this record has 15 songs on it. It's 52 minutes long. And it's the sixth full-length album that I've produced in my career. One, two, three, four, five, six. The sixth album where I've produced every song on the record.
The first was Vampire Weekend's debut, wasn't it? I mean, to do that as your first record to produce.
Well, yeah, and I have to give credit for Ezra and everyone in the band for believing in me and believing that I could produce a full-length album, because I had never produced a full-length album before. So I really have to, you know, hold those guys up as the reason that I was able to do it, because if they didn't believe in me, I don't think I could have done it.
Obviously, saying that you are releasing a debut solo album indicates that maybe this is the first time vocally that you've taken onto record, but that is definitely not the case, is it?
A lot of songs that I've produced, I've used my voice as a kind of an instrument, either to layer harmonies on top of a lead vocal or as a kind of texture. I think this album is different in that when I perform it, the one thing that I do is sing. I don't play instruments. I try to just focus on singing. One of the things that I like about my performances is that I always have a string quartet, and I'm able to kind of create an environment where the string players can hear themselves, which is often hard for them to do, you know, on a stage. They can hear themselves and the audience can hear the string players. They're not just the icing of the cake, you know, they're the batter, for lack of a better analogy. Are you ready?